I don't see like a huge like hash rate growth from here. Probably grow a bit, but not much.
Hash rate up. Hardware sales, advisory, hosting, and site brokerage. Find new and used ASIC deals through the website and the Telegram channel below. Make smarter decisions with Hashrate Up. All right, folks, welcome back to Hashrate Up. Today, I am talking to Cindy Fang of Bitcoin Mining Stocks. Let me show you her website quickly. We have bitcoinminingstock.io. This is Cindy's website. She does a lot of public miner analysis on here, has a newsletter. Formerly, she was with Bitdeer, worked with their investor relations team and their global marketing team, then started her own thing. And I don't often talk about public mining because I feel like there's a lot of other outlets out here talking about public Bitcoin miners and stuff like that. But once in a while, it's good to get an update. She also works with Nico and produces the yearly report that Digital Mining Solutions is putting out together with him. So have a look at our website. We'll leave it in the description down below. We are recording at 9:33:203 today. We are looking at a hefty downward difficulty adjustment of 3.58%. We are 67 blocks too slow at the moment on average. This is what difficulty has looked like historically. Hash price is at 38 again with Bitcoin dipping. And the epoch is almost done. But with that being said, Cindy, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for your time. The first question I have for you is this current hash price environment. What do you see? How much pain do you see in the market? Do you want to give us a brief overview over the public mining stocks out there, all the companies that we all have heard about, and tell us how they're doing?
Okay, so when we talk about public mining companies compared to a few years ago, now we have more than 30 public mining companies. And if you look at how they are doing, that's a tough question. Are you asking about the operation side or like a stock performance? So obviously for me, I'm more like a stock side. So if you ask,
yeah, that, you tell me. Let's start the stock. Let's start on the stock side. You know, how they're performing. I mean, does the market realize that hash price has been low? You know, are still miners going up? Are they going down? Tell me. I have no idea.
Okay, so just today alone, like the whole market is almost in red. Just a few had end of the day with like a positive gains. So it's a tough day, putting it that way. But if we zoom out, and then Bitcoin public miners are actually doing okay. For example, quite a few companies in 2025 with more than like 200-300% gains. That's a lot, right? If you talk about the investment perspective. So it's kind of mixture, some part great, but some companies are also struggling in terms of share price.
What do you think is the biggest difference? What makes them struggle and what makes them not struggle? Is there like a clear picture to describe, you know, what helps them and their stock price increase versus it going down? What's the most interesting factor?
Okay, so I think it's better if we look at like a longer time frame. So let's look at like 2025. Look at who did well and who actually like end the year with like negative gains, like and in red. So there is a clear path between like the one doing well and not doing well. We can say the one with the positive gains in 2025 either have a solid HPC AI like a play. For example, they signed a multi-billion dollar deals, or they haven't have any deals yet, but they are actively communicating to the public, say, oh, we have secured so much power capacity and we are doing X, Y, Z to get ready for HPC data center. So this type of companies, public companies, they were doing well in 2025. And the one who only communicate as like a pure play, say they only do like a Bitcoin mining, they really had a tough time, especially if they are like a smaller market cap. So okay. I hope that helps.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So are there any miners out there that haven't announced any sort of HPC or AI strategy? Are there any, what are the pure play miners that are public left?
I would say quite a lot of them haven't announced anything. How about this? As I mentioned, there are more than 30 like public miners. Let's just look at who announced the deals. So the first one, obviously, is called Certific. They announced in 2024. And in 2025, there were five public mining companies, which were like TerraWolf, Applied Digital, Cypher Mining, Iron, and Hut 8. And the rest of them, none of them announced any like a solid deal. Oh, I just want to add one note. So previously, we also heard about Bit Digital. They were public miners, but in last year, they made an announcement and pivoted to like Ethereum staking. So they don't call them as a mining company anymore. So for them, we exclude from the list.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, no, it's very interesting. I mean, what I'm seeing is that hash price is going to go up simply because a lot of these miners are limiting their orders. What are you seeing orders from Bitmain and MicroBT? I know there's a lot of talk of manufacturers also becoming miners themselves because really there's not that much demand anymore for the equipment. Can you talk to me about that a bit?
Oh, okay. So when I look at the, obviously we could only see the public record from the first 9 months of last year. So during that period, only a handful of company made disclosure about their ASIC purchase. And for those companies who made the purchase, the Bitmain like S21 series is the most popular one. That's a very popular option. And only Cypher Mining had partial order from Canon. That's from public record. So we can say from there, one, compared to 2024, smaller order, smaller purchase amount, less public companies made ASIC purchase. Two, Bitmain or Antminers was still the popular choice among who made the purchase. And for when you talk about like some manufacturers, they start like self-mining. I believe last episode with Nico, you talked about that. So for example, Canon and Bitdeer, they are manufactured as well, right? And in 2025, we saw those two companies, their hash rate really grew a lot. For example, Bitdeer grew like over 500% for their self-mining. That's huge. And now I think they end the year with over 71 decahash. And which is more than Mara. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So from there, you can say, oh, when there is not a huge like a demand or orders from other miners, those manufacturers actually put their like equipment in use for their own use.
So just sticking to Bitia, which who are now the biggest miners in the world. I also saw that they recently overtook a Marathon in that regard, having the most hash rate online. But I'm curious, right? How do you think? Obviously, you have no perfect vision of the market, but like, if you see this Bitia story, for instance, right? They have this SEAL miner fleet. They want to sell their SEAL miners, right? Now the market is seeing, okay, they're plugging them in themselves instead of selling them. What does the market see, you think? What does the market think? Does it think, okay, that's positive because now, you know, Bitia is increasing all of their hash rate, their self-mining hash rate? Or are they seeing, hey, this is a negative because nobody's buying these machines? And now when they're plugged in, that means there's less power available that this company can use for AI. What do you think the market is seeing when you see hash rate self-mining growth?
Yes, so, you know, last week, Bitdeer announced their hash rate. So the day after the announcement, at least from a stock performance, the price actually went up quite a fair bit in comparison. They ended the day as the top gainer within the public mining stocks. So at that point of time, the market was excited because no matter who is the largest, you know, it sparked interest. But when you talk about, oh, if they plug in, means like less demand, I think that could be valid as well. So for the market, initial reaction was like a positive, but now I think it's a mixture. Also depends on the type of investors. With the same thing, some people or some investors could perceive as positive, some could be negative. But the one thing, at least for example, Bitmain, they did like a self-mining, and we also saw some companies that bought their in-use assets. And that's not necessarily a bad thing for some companies. So overall, I think it's really hard to say, oh, it's definitely like positive or negative. I think it's really depends on like investors, like from which perspective they are look at.
BitX? Solomining.de, got it. Premium, made in Germany. You want to go fancy? Go for NerdX or NerdQX++ for a lot of power. Worldwide shipping, check out solomining.de today. Yeah, no, it's curious because you would think, okay, look, you got all these public filings, you know, got all these investors making decisions with their money, putting their money where their mouth is. But then I often think like, okay, you know, how can public miners that pay their C-suite, I don't know, six-figure salaries plus bonuses every year, how can they compete with small miners on the cost basis and stuff like that? But before we get to sort of profitable mining operations out there, I want to ask you something else. So recently we've seen in the used ASIC markets, we've seen huge decline in prices, right? That is in part due to all these public miners not buying tens of thousands of new machines that then come to the market. And Bitmain has slashed pricing on S19Ks. Nobody knows what to sell their used gear for anymore because, like, you know, the floor pricing is scrap value. And then it's anywhere between, you know, what's the efficiency, what's the hash rate, what's supply and demand like. I'm seeing hundreds, thousands miners hitting the market from all these dealers. Do you see that investors of public miners price the assets that these miners have in stock or in use properly? Like, I'll give you an example, right? You just mentioned S21s. Today I've seen S21s being sold for $7. If you said trying to sell them at volume, you're probably looking at more like $6. Right. And that's a huge decline from when they were bought. Like how does the market value the machines that these miners have in stock and what their market pricing is?
Okay, that's a very interesting question, because in 2025, investor like focus really shift. So if the first half year, people or investors probably still talk about the energy cost or the average cost for producing Bitcoin, or even the ASIC, like assets, lifespan. So actively talk about that, talk about whether 3 years is like appropriate when you do like accounting. Then the second half a year, this kind of discussion actually die out among investors, because at that time their focus was about treasury strategies or like HPC AI deals. So it's really hard to like answer or how investors perceive the lifespan of assets nowadays, because the focus is not on mining operation side anymore. And I want to add that as a like proof. So last year, you probably heard about public mining companies sharing their operation updates. There are quite many companies sharing that. Then in like, for example, December until the end of year, there are like probably around 10 or sometimes even less than 10 company did like regular monthly updates about the operation side. So you can see how interest really die out from the topic itself.
Okay, but who decides that? Who decides what is interesting and what isn't? Because let's say I'm a public miner, right? And I see, I don't know, my 20,000 ASICs that I have on my books, and I see their asset value declining. You know, of course, that's a very interesting topic, right? But I don't know if I'm just allowed to exclude it because I think it's not interesting. How does that work? Like,
That's just like an algorithm. You really have no idea which one would become a trending topic, which one would not. So it's really like people start talking about certain things, and more people pick up the conversation, and the certain things people just don't participate anymore. So it's like an invisible power out there, and we don't know how everything happened in that way, why that thing becomes a trend, or why not. So
Are there any public miners out there that took on loans to buy ASICs?
Yes,
and now those loans are becoming, you know, the collateral of those loans are those ASICs. Does that still exist? And, you know, have you seen any interesting developments there with miner prices decline?
So I'm not sure about the miner price that decline, because in general, I don't pay much attention on that side. But I give you an example. For example, American Bitcoin, that relatively went public in September. So I believe they had more than 2,000 Bitcoin as a collateral for Bitmain, for the machines. So that's how they use some of the assets as a collateral.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Yeah. And then just on the topic of treasury, right? I don't know if you've probably seen this headline of Riot selling record amounts of their treasury. How are these miners doing today? Are more companies having to do that, sell down some of their treasury to survive the low hash price environment?
So I would like to say that in general, or for past few years, miners they mine and they hold like a certain portion of Bitcoin for a certain period of time, And last year, at least like first half year through like October, we see most like public miners, they hold their Bitcoin, they did sell. Then in like October, for example, Mara started to sell small portion, and later like November, December, like you mentioned, the Ryan's sold quite a large portion of their holding. So I guess it's really just the judgment of the market. And another thing for Ryan is they just bought some new land. They are going to develop for HPC data center. They need a funding. So are they going to raise fund from the capital market, or they want to make most of their like holding just as a strategy, sell it as to fund necessary operation when it's the right time, they believe. So that's something to consider. It's not only all about market, maybe for their operation needs as well.
What do you think are sort of the top miners going into 2026, the top public ones? What would be your picks to perform well?
That's really a tricky question because there are many factors we can't foresee, and also, as we mentioned, nobody knows what would become the trend. And once the new trend like emerges, then there will be new group of leaders or new group of winners in terms of the stock performance. Just like who would think like airing applied digital or like cipher mining became a top three in 2025, right? So for this question, I would say too tough. I can't even like give a one name or two name.
Okay. Yeah, no, I guess it would be, I don't know, if I were to invest in the stock market, I'd probably look at the AI stuff as well and how believable it is, right? Who owns the most energy contracts?
Yes.
Because I think, at the end of the day, that's what's important is, owning the infrastructure.
Yes,
And then, yeah.
absolutely. But yeah, so even though many factors would like affect the stock performance, but the one you mentioned is the hard asset in infrastructure or energy contract will ultimately define how they can take a profit. Because even if they don't do like mining, there are other ways they can make a mess of the energy. So,
This episode is sponsored by Hashbranch, the easiest way to mine Bitcoin in the US. Sourcing hardware and rack space usually is a mess. Bad deal structures, misaligned incentives, and no visibility after deployment. I have placed tens of thousands of ASICs in partnership with Hashbranch. What I like most is that they cut through the noise. Fair pricing, aligned terms, and access to hosting that actually works. Use code HASHRATEUP100, visit hashbranch.com today to get $100 off of each miner that you order. Do
absolutely.
public miners release what their cost to mine Bitcoin is or what their all-in pricing is to for energy, like including wages and debt service and all of that stuff?
So as I mentioned, like in first half year of 2025, in general, bigger public miners, for most of them, at least, they would talk about the energy cost. They say the energy cost for per Bitcoin is XYZ. Only very few say all-in cost. So that's a really rare occasion to say all-in, because as you mentioned earlier, some companies had a huge like executive packages. And if you really concept taken take into consideration, that's not a like competitive at all, right? So I guess for that reason as well, almost most companies, they don't talk about the all-in cost.
And what do you think it is? What if you had to guess, like, you know, are they mining profitably right now or not? Like, what fleet efficiencies and stuff like that? Can you make educated guesses there based on the public filings that they have to put out?
Because with the current like a difficulty and a harsh price, I think it's really struggling to like make a profit. If a business is really profitable, then you don't want to pivot. You don't want to think about other business revenue, right? So we actually see more and more companies pivot, maybe HPC, AI, or other things. There must be like us.
Sorry to interrupt you, Cindy, but do you think it's a weakness or a strength to have shareholders partly dictate what it is that they want you to do, right? If you have a public mining stock and people are withdrawing their investment and they're selling your share because you're not pivoting to AI, but I mean, leadership is experts in the field and they think like, look, there's a chance that hash price bounces back. Everybody's pivoting to AI. You know, there's limited machine hash rate growth. Like there's a chance that hash price goes back to 70 or 80. And then, you know, Bitcoin mining stocks might be, you know, flying again. I just, I'm on the fence sort of about, you know, how short-sighted is it to pivot to AI? Sure, it's here to stay, but, you know, what does growth look like in 5 or 10 years from here? Because you make these decisions and then they're final. You know, it's not like they can quickly pivot between Bitcoin mining and AI whenever they want to. Like, you know, if you buy this expensive infrastructure, you have to use it.
Yeah, I got your point. Very sad thing, just like many like surveys we get or even politics, many of them don't really make sense from a long-term view. But like, for example, public company shareholder is their biggest responsibility, right? So they need to report to the board, to the shareholders. Their ultimate goal is not to say, oh, in 10 years, 20 years, the company will be the like a top one companies, or their goal is, or how they can get like an investment return for their shareholders. Because, you know, even for executive team, their term could be just a couple years. And if a share price does not perform well, sometimes they even need to step down. Then it does not matter whether you are founder or someone like that. It's really sad, but that's the reality.
Okay, so let's say you were to give advice here. What do you focus on as a public miner for 2026? What is the most important aspect of running your business?
So generally, I like to pick three things I think that's easier. So first of all, have to look at the revenue. So no matter they choose to go pure play, only doing Bitcoin mining, or they want to different strategies, overall, does the revenue really sustain for a certain period of time? If not, they have to think about the solution. So this is the first one, revenue. The second thing, they need to look at the balance sheet, because again, as a public company, investors, they will look at, how strong is your balance sheet? And from there, they'll do some valuation. So in order to perform well, or in other words, please, investors, you need to do well with your balance sheet. And the last thing, and quite often overlooked by company, is like a communication with the public. Like I mentioned before, in 2025, the companies who did well in comparison on those ones who either secure the multi-billion dollar deals or who actually actively disclose or communicate with investor what they are doing, what's their next move. So that transparency or communication or clarity really helped with the company as well. So for me, if I can only pick a few things, I think those are few very practical things to look at.
Okay, so revenue, treasury, balance sheet, and then last but not least, the third one would be investor relations, actually communicating clearly what you want to do.
Yeah, communication,
And what then executing on that. Okay, interesting. And then, so if you think sort of this year just started, right, next year you and Nico are going to sit down again to write the report, what do you think will have surprised you the most? Like, what do you think is going to stand out this year? Do you have any takes?
If you talk about surprise, I think we call it a surprise, then it would not be a surprise anymore, right? But I think Bitcoin mining is resilient. And even though we think it has some challenges now, but I'm sure there would be some other way to operate or play or profit. So what will be probably still say hash rate or things like that. Just Bitcoin mining just work just as fine. I think that would be the thing, even though right now we talk about the company's pivot to HPC AI, probably less hash rate, less mining. Mm-hmm. But I think mining will be here to stay, just in different formats we didn't know before.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so we're going to do a quick round of rapid fire, and then I'm going to ask you to tell people where to find more about you, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right, first one. Current hash price, is this a low, or do you think we're going to hover around 40, 50 for the long term?
I think pretty low, why?
Mm-hmm. Do you think AI data centers have to work with Bitcoin mining, or is Bitcoin mining not necessary for AI?
I think it would be a good combo if they work together.
Give an example.
So we know HPC data center is very expensive. And, before you get everything ready and secure some deal, there is a long lead time. But the Bitcoin mining, on the other hand, is flexible. You can actually generate some cash flow even before that. Why not do something like that?
Yeah, I think that's the strategy that CleanSpark has announced, right? That they are going to use Bitcoin mining as this anchor and then build out the AI infrastructure in the meantime, make sure that they use the ASIC fleet that they have and use it as a tool to solve a new problem, right? Okay, so what do you think is the most underrated public miner?
Most underrated, maybe foreign entity. The companies that are headquarters are not in the US. I don't want to give names because, but you can, if you know, then you know.
If you know, you know. What's the most overrated public miner?
Most overrated, just to check the enterprise, enterprise value divided by their megawatts, then you also get the answer.
All right, so we'll have to do our own math. What's ASIC prices? What's ASIC prices are going to do? Are they going to go up again, or are they going to go further down?
Let me guess. I think after a long, prolonged low price, probably go up at some point.
All right, fair enough. And now difficulty at the end of the year. Is it going to be up 20% or down 20% from here? Or somewhere in between?
I think it probably relatively similar to the current level, because at least I don't see like a huge like hash rate growth from here. Probably grow a bit, but not much. And
right.
Probably some decline somewhere. So
yeah, I think
balance I'm with out.
Yeah, I think that there's a good chance that hash price is going to skyrocket, especially if Bitcoin has a good year, you know, because I think hash rate growth is going to be limited, and then Bitcoin price can really pull up the hash price as well. All right, Cindy, cool. Thank you so much. Bitcoinminingstock.io. Where else can people find you?
Can find me on LinkedIn or on X. So it's all just my name. It's
cool, perfect. So
X. Yeah.
We'll make sure to put all of that in the description. If you have questions, go follow her on LinkedIn, X. Go visit her website. It's all in the description down below. Subscribe to the newsletter as well. I know I will, to keep tabs on what the public mining market is doing. Thank you so much, Cindy Fang of Bitcoin Mining Stock. See you next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.